Blog Talk Radio.
Radio listeners, welcome to the Morning with the Mansion, the Men's Edition. Hallelujah. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. And thank you for tuning in, blog listeners. And Facebook, good morning, Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in. All right. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Today, the Morning at the Men's, Morning at the Mansion, the Men's Edition, we got our brother here, a man well-respected, a man I serve under on to help out, and Pastor Marcos Del Monte.
Hey,
good morning.
And, good morning. Good morning, Facebook fans.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Frank Sharamonte of the 11421. Good morning. And good morning, Sean Dalton, 11421. Tune in. Woodhaven in the house. All right. I want to introduce my special guest, officially Marcos Del Monte, Pastor Marcos Del Monte of Outcast Ministries. And man, it's a pleasure to have him sitting in with us in the kingdom. God bless us all. Good morning. Marco's wife, we don't need no introduction to her.
Oh,
good morning, Maria. Good morning. And Marco, introduce yourself to the audience and then talk a little bit about what you do with Outcast.
My name is Marcos Belmonte.
Yes.
I come from the streets of Northside, Fort Worth, Texas. And I just want to say real quick, God is good. God can turn your mess into a message. I used to get high, now I get high on the most high.
Woo!
I used to hustle, and I'm still hustling for the kingdom of God.
Come on now.
And all I know is that God, when God begins to do something in you, you can't contain it. You just got to let it out. You got to tell somebody. You got to give him glory where glory is due. And coming from incarceration, and you know, most people would be embarrassed or they would hold that back, but I don't. Matter of fact, I give God all the honor and glory because God had to give me the money. Because without a testimony, all you have is a test of baloney.
Oh, hello.
But I give him glory and I give him honor.
That's what he's supposed to.
And God has raised up this ministry called Outcast Ministry.
Yes.
And what we do is we go to the prisons, we feed the homeless, and it's not actually us. It's Jesus Christ, because he is King and he is Lord. And we just thank him for what he's doing, what he's about to do. And now he has us here on the radio with Marlo in the mansion.
Woo!
So, man, I thank God for that. So I give him all the honor and glory for him.
Good morning, Anthony Yamsky, brother, in 11421, Ski New Sand. Good morning, Angela Cohen Carpenter. Woo! We serve mighty. That's where I got started back on Revive Texas is where it all came together for me, man. When I got with a bunch of soul-winning, Jesus sold out warriors, man. That's when that's when God really took me from the bicycle to the car to the truck to the many ministries, not just one but many. And then you're one of them, man. And it's all through that avenue. And you don't realize when you open a door, just one door you walk through, there's like 30 or 50 on the other side of that door that God opens for you just for the obedience of walking through one. And let me tell you something, God is good. And I'll tell you, Pastor Marcos, it's a pleasure to serve with you, alongside you, underneath you, down on Lancaster Avenue to our homeless community and the people, our less fortunate friends. And it's an anointing thing. And what we're going to do is today's topic is lending to God. Okay, I'm pulling a second. Lending to God. So we're gonna talk about lending to God. You're probably saying, "What lending to God? God, he ain't broke. He don't need no money." But there's something to do. We're gonna break it down today. And what I want to do is God just put on my heart, and we're gonna open up with this one statement. It's in Deuteronomy. I'll read this one pretty fast. Deuteronomy 16:17, and God just slipped it in my spirit, and it says in Deuteronomy 16:17, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, your God, which he has given you. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord." And I want everyone to meditate on that scripture, because we have a caller right now. We want to take a caller. But remember, every man shall give according to the blessing of the Lord. And we have a caller this morning early. Come on, bring him in. Okay. Good morning.
How are you there?
Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Welcome to Men's Edition, Mornings at the Mansion. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Brother Jack. I just want to let everybody, you know, let everybody who's listening, this is a very powerful message. I've been listening for the last 2 minutes, and I'm going to watch the whole thing. Oh, yesterday was Palm Sunday. I did mass. I feel clean.
Woo!
I feel great. I got my palm. Last night, rather than, you know, some people sit there, you know, doing something negative, I took the palm and I started making little crosses, you know, like you tie them together.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I decorated the whole house.
Wow.
You know, this way, the house is blessed now because those palms are blessed. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Easter. Gonna do a nice, nice big meal for the whole family. Everybody's gonna sit and get fat, and you know, we're gonna hang out. But Ed,
yeah.
You guys are doing a great job. And guess the check this out. I stop. Yeah. I get a brand new pack of cigarettes, two blocks from Nativity. You know, Rockwood Boulevard over there. That's my parish.
Yeah,
92nd Street. Ed, got a brand new pack of cigarettes. I smoke one. Okay,
hallelujah.
I go in, you know, I do the mass, I get my palm, I walk out of church feeling great. I felt the Lord's presence in my body. It was beautiful. I reach in my pocket. Ed, you have to hear this.
Yeah.
I reach in the pocket. I don't have the cigarettes. I go back in church, and I remember where I was sitting. I'm looking for my cigarettes. They're gone.
Yeah.
I think that was the hand of God saying, quit smoking.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Brother Jack, you need no introduction.
Listen, I tell it the way it is. Ed.
Yeah.
What was the zip code, Ed? 11421?
Yeah.
That's it.
Come
I'm
on,
in
man.
The house,
that
was
baby. Zip code, Jack, for the first half of our lives.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we had good times, Ed. We had good times, you know. Good neighborhood. But I'm so glad to have Jesus in my life. You know, I was brought up this way.
Oh,
and, Ed, you know, as children, we were a little bit of a nuisance. I mean, you know, we strayed from God, and it's beautiful that we have God back in our heart. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. He never left. We left him. That's the thing. But we turned, thanks be to God, that we turned around and came to our senses.
Man.
And we came to the truth.
Glory.
And stop buying the lies. Woo! Man.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. They're $13 a pack in New York. That $13, I could have put dinner on the table. I said, what am I doing spending this money on what? Cancer? Get out of here.
Yeah. Come on now. We cancel that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
No cancer will come upon us in Jesus' name, but it's not good to do those things. That was of the world, but we got to move forward. And I mean, including myself, because I got to take the log out of my eye before I tell you about your splinter. And I need to put down the secrets as well. And we all have to come to this point in our walk. God will take things off us as we keep walking. And he'll make all...
I love calling into the show. I love calling into the show. I mean, I walk into a job, when, you know, I call when I'm in the van, going to switch. I feel great. I come home, I put the show on my TV, I blast it, I feel great.
Glory.
You guys got some powerful message. God bless you all.
Hey, Brother Jack, say hello to Pastor Marcos Belmonte. He's our special guest today. If you're looking at the phone, you know, we got someone different sitting next to me today.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to hog up the show. I want to hear Pastor Mark, Brother Mark, or, you know, I want to hear his message, you know.
Yeah, come on, that's right.
So I'll call you at the end of the show because you know I always call twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give it to him,
brother. My message is Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and if
I share it on my Facebook.
He will draw all men unto himself.
Yes.
The package
Hallelujah.
On the package of the cigarettes, it said you create cancer. Cancer would come. But when you read the Bible, it says life will come.
Yeah, cancer will never come.
And you have eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jack, hallelujah.
We're going to keep moving with the message, but you know where we're at. Let us get moving with the message. We got a big one unwrapped today. And it's always a pleasure, Brother Jack. We love you, man. And thank you for calling in. Hallelujah. All right. Woo.
Glory.
All right. Thank
Amen.
You. Brother Jack, your testimony. He's
Hallelujah.
He's the first fruit of many of the show. I mean, he's definitely been transformed. I grew up with him, Marcos, when he was 15 years old. So I know him.
So you'll never know who you're going to be impacting.
Wow. Yeah, no, God showed
and
me
sometimes
that,
right? The ones that you think are not, they're still watching. Why? Because God has the platform. He knows who needs and who needs to watch. But you know what? Like I say it again, you can have a testimony or a test of baloney.
Come on now. All right. Check this out.
And I like my sandwich with cheese.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. Ready? So, all right. Here, let's get to this message. But we got about to... All right, so every man, remember what I said? I read, we read in Deuteronomy. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord, your God, which he has given you. So here's where we start off. These blessings are not—they're in our possession, but it's just to see how we're going to use them. So we get things, keep it in an open fist. Don't be clinching onto things, because God will put in your hand and take it right back out, and he wants to see. And when he put in one hand, then he take it out, you release it. When he gives it back to you, you're going to need two hands to take it in. So know that God is always trying to move around and use his children to bless each other. So be a blessing to bless others, okay? So we need to be blessed first, brother. And, So when Deuteronomy, every man, Marco, shall give as he's according to it. Tell him,
let me just say this. It says you shall give according to what you have.
Yes.
See, the reason why we don't have is because we don't give. You see, sometimes when we're at the very last or the end of our last dollar or whatever you have, you see, we can learn a lot from the widow. The poor widow who gave even what she did not have. Because if you don't give what you don't even have, even that will be taken. So it's important, ready? As God continues to bless you, that you don't hoard the blessing. Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Amen.
So if it's working, then keep it going. Come on, somebody. But the problem is, we'll stop. We'll look at what God has given us, and then we'll marinate in that. But you need to marinate in the fact, not that you get money, not that you have money, but that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Come on, somebody. Don't get it twisted.
Come on.
Must share what God has given you, because we are good stewards.
Amen.
Come on now.
That's right.
Amen.
Woo. Come on now. I hope you got that all. Come. Get your pen. Get your pen. Because you're going to be taking notes today. All right. So here it is. Be good. Another call. Is it
good.
All right. We got another caller. Woo. Come on. We're going to bring you in.
Calling in.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning. It's the
man. Good morning.
Yes.
Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Rick Pope, Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Brother Rick.
Brother Marcos.
Come on, Marcos.
How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing great. Highly favored and blessed, my brother. How are you today?
Great. Just wanted to give you a shout out, man.
Come on now. Woo.
God is good. He's pouring out his spirit.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
We're moving forward, man. We have a powerful message this morning. And we're just here anticipating your show coming, Brother Rick, on Wednesday morning.
Come on, somebody.
And Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., I believe, is the time. God encounters, and that's going to be something. Come on.
Praise
brother
God.
Rick. Brother
we're
Rick,
talk
do
about
you remember
God
the last
encounters.
Time?
Yes.
Brother Rick, do you remember the last time you lent to the Lord?
Come on.
We got to make it a lifestyle, brother.
Brother Rick, because when you lend to the Lord, listen to me, it's better than all the banks put together with better interest.
We know that. Come on.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, we know
Amen.
About that interest top page. Better than the prime rate. Hallelujah.
And if you know Brother Rick, you know he's blessed.
Amen. Yeah.
Brother Rick, you are blessed. You are highly favored. And I can tell you right now, boy, you're a great lender to the Lord. Let me
yes.
say something. Man, God uses you, brother, and God will continue to flow through you and through your church, brother.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on now. Good morning, Leroy Jackson on the left coast, California.
Man, from California?
Yeah,
wow.
You don't even know where to come from. I'm going to get
Africa. They come. You tuned in to the world.
Ooh, God give us a platform, and He will let it shine. Come on now. All right, we're gonna move forward, Brother Rick. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. And
God bless you guys.
Hey, right. Brother Rick, God bless you, man. I'll see you.
Amen. So, amen.
All right, love y'all.
Hey, Brother Rick.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, brother. Brother Rick Pope, Pastor Rick Pope, Crosswalk Church, worship leader. We were in the prison together. Man, we serve alongside in the same foxhole for the
Lord.
Wow. Yeah, because we're in the prison together. Man. We're in the churches together. We're in the streets together. I mean, we're just all over together. One mind, one accord, and one body. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Come on now. All right, check it out. Yeah, let's keep it moving so we get through the message. All right, Brother Marcos.
Here it goes.
Isaiah 58:7-8.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7 through 8.
Yeah.
It is not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out.
Yes.
When you see the naked, that you cover him. And not hide yourself from your own flesh.
Yes.
Then your light shall break forth like the morning.
Oops.
Your healing shall, shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be near, shall be your rear guard.
Hallelujah, man. You got to just know.
Woo.
That right there, I remember when I first read that a few months, maybe 6, 8 years back, whatever it was. But it just like stuck me. It was like I felt
Brother
it.
Charles.
I felt it, and I knew that the Lord was talking to me when I read that scripture. And here it is, my brother and sisters out there. Isaiah writes, lending. This is basically what this is. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, or bring the people into your house that need a place to stay, or when you see them and they're cold? Or they need a pair of pants or a pair of sneakers. Don't you want to give it to them? Maybe you got extra. Give. Give what you got, because then you ain't going to have enough room for the blessings that come in that follow when you give. And then here is what it says. This is a command for a blessing, basically. If you share your bread, give your house, give your clothes to the naked, and take care of your family, your own flesh, okay? Then the Lord, it says, you shall break forth like the morning. Your light will shine. This is the light that is, we are to be the light of the world. And this is how our light shines. Through these good deeds, these acts of mercy, these acts of love and kindness, your light will shine. And it will be spring forth your healing speedily, it says. Your healing will come back.
Yes.
You're never going to be sick. How about that? You ain't even going to need healing because you're never going to be sick. Okay, I haven't been sick in 2 years. I praise the Lord. I had a toothache once. Okay, and He took care of that too. So check it out. Your righteousness will go before you. And people in Woodhaven, we know about this. And people out there, the glory of the guard of God shall be your rear guard. So God, the glory of God will have your back, brothers.
Oh.
It will take your back.
Woo!
Come on, brother. Tell them.
Here it goes. It says not to share your bread with the hungry, not to bring the poor, come on, into your house. Listen to me. In other words, it's saying don't get it twisted.
Come on.
Don't feed into the symptom. Come on. Get to the root of the problem. Come on, somebody. And a lot of times we want to do good deeds. We get so caught up in the work, we don't let the Holy Spirit do the work. Come on, somebody.
Ooh.
We want to help God. We all got good intentions, but we must ready. We must get to the root of the problem and let the Holy Spirit, come on,
hallelujah,
cleanse them,
come on,
lift them, encourage them, and bring them to the place of recovery and true healing, and that it can only come from the Father. We can water, we can plant, but it is God Himself that can only bring the increase.
Come on now. Woo, Brother Marcos. God, I feel the anointing going out through the airwaves.
Man.
To everyone watching, you got to feel the power going on here.
Come on, somebody.
The message is strong. God wants us to give. And He wants us to be a cheerful giver, right?
Man.
He wants to take care of our needs. So we need to know that God will handle our needs. He's going to bless us. He's going to give us to see what we do with it. He's watching. God is always watching. And His eyes roam to and fro to see whose heart's committed so He may strengthen them. So know that. God wants to bless you. He wants to double, triple, quadruple bless you. But you have to be good stewards of what He's doing.
Can I share something?
Yes, of course.
Here it goes. Ready? God's not watching how much you give. He's watching your heart
how you give it.
Amen. That's right. Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, yeah. So it's not, yes. Don't get it twisted. It's not that you have to be always giving something. You have to, it's more than material things. Let's get it straight.
Amen.
A lot of the things that you will give, you can't put a value on it in the store, in the pawn shop, in the resale shop. You can't put a value on it. The only value you're going to get is the value in heaven, and we're going to get right to that. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 19:17. If you want to read it now.
Yeah.
I think this is the one you like right here.
Yeah, here it is. Proverbs 19, verse 17.
Yes.
He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord.
Woo!
And he will pay back what he has given.
Wow. Hallelujah. Man. That's where we get the title, lending to the Lord. Do you realize? It's God. Just know that. Just know that everything is of God. We are his vessels, as Angela Colleen Carpenter just reminded me. We are his vessels. We are to be willing vessels. We are to be a drink offering poured out for him. We can't do anything more than just serve God. And believe me, loving, shout out, we'll get into that. I don't want to get ahead of the Holy Spirit now. I get excited. But here it is, gentlemen and ladies watching, lending to God. People say, ooh, how would you lend to God? God ain't broke. Come on now. No, he's not broke. He's just testing us. When I was younger, I had a friend. He walked around, hey, can I borrow $20? I'd be like, well, he was just testing me. That guy had $1,000 in his pocket. Then he'd take you out for dinner. I remember the one guy we just prayed for the other day in the Waffle House. I met this man in the street a few months back, and I looked at him. And I judged him because he was looking like he was walking barefoot. He looked like he was, you know, hungry. I said, here, brother. His name is Forrest. I said, here, brother Forrest, here's $10. He looked at it, $10, he handed it back. He reached his pocket, gave me 40. He said, here, you take 40. Let me tell you something.
Be careful, Eddie, because you can be entertaining angels.
Oh, how about that? When we were sitting down eating that last week, too, we got to be careful about that. I gave him $2. And I told Jesus Christ, Lord, and he told me,
yeah,
right?
You
said,
remember?
Oh, yeah, he's shaking us. He told me to be careful. He said, I might be entertaining an angel. I said, well, hallelujah. Yeah, that was in the sitting down eating some fried chicken.
Yeah, man.
There it is, man. You never know who God. You never know if you're entertaining an angel, but guess what? It don't matter because God, the Almighty God, is always watching.
Wow.
Come on, come on. Bring, I know you like this verse. Bring it, Marco.
Here it goes. Ready? It says, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord. Now, through the whole night, I was studying this scripture, and I wanted to be sensitive to the Spirit. And I felt that the Spirit said, tell them why I wrote this scripture in Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, you want to know why I said have lends to the Lord? He goes, because I don't want you to get it twisted.
Come on now.
It ain't you who's going to provide. It ain't you who's going to save.
Woo!
It ain't you who's going to heal. It ain't you who's going to save. Everything comes from me. I don't share my glory. Come on. But guess what? I will use you.
Yeah.
And guess what? You will reap the benefits, but the glory is mine.
Amen.
Don't get it twisted. He said, when you lend to the Lord, because let's get honest.
Yes. Right.
What can we give to God that he doesn't have already? But here's what you can give him. Ready? You can give him your heart.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because when you give him your heart, your heart becomes like the heart of his son, Jesus Christ. And when you give, really, it ain't even you giving. It's the heart of Jesus through the Spirit and anointing of the Father. So the work is the Father. So guess why he says, I'm obligated to pay you back. Because here's why I'm obligated to pay you back. I want you to understand, I don't want you to come up to heaven and tell me I owe you something. I don't want you to say because I casted out demons or because I fed on Lancaster. Don't get it twisted.
No.
My son did that at the cross.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. And when we lift him up, let me tell you something. There's no room for pride.
No.
There's no room for arrogance. There's no room for fighting. There's no room to get out of character. Come on, somebody. That's what needed to be done today. We need to understand that God is the source of everything that is happening in our world and in our nation. And he's obligated. You know why? Because when God says something, it is set in stone. Woo! It will not come back void. And God loves a cheerful giver. And you lend to the Lord, let me tell you something. All the banks in the United States of America couldn't even compare to the interest that the Lord gives.
I don't know when any bank is going to do 30, 60, 100 fold on your investment. So we all know that. Lending to the Lord. Get this into your heart.
Yes, Father.
Meditate on this scripture, Proverbs 19:17, because head knowledge is not enough. You got to get heart revelation of what we're saying.
Yes,
so you can walk in it, okay? Because you're only going to walk in it when God reveals it through your spirit to your heart. And when you know you're lending to God, oh, man, let me tell you something. If I lent you $20 and you say you won't pay me back next Tuesday, but then you showed up on Monday and gave me $40, and I'm like, wow, I wasn't expecting that, but thank you. That's not the reason why I've done it, but I'll accept it. Okay, you got good credit with me. Well, guess what? God got good credit with me. And let God have good credit with all of you.
Amen.
Test
God's
credit.
Favor over your life.
Test his credit score. Wow. Let him know that he's here and he's going to bless you. Man, you start off, it started with me. I gave one sandwich. I gave one sandwich and one cup of water. Then before I knew it, I had 10 sandwiches and 10 bottles of water.
Wow.
Before I knew it, I had 50 sandwiches, 50 bottles of water. Before I knew it, I had truckloads, tons of food that God put into my care and possession to hand out. Because at that point, that was the season that I was faithful. And God showed me something new, Brother Marcos. So whatever you got, you give. It's not just money. It's not just, sometimes it could be your lawnmower to your neighbor, even though you don't trust them that well, but you're going to give them a chance. Give God a chance. Let him prove his credit score with you, gentlemen and ladies. Come on, brother.
Man, you got another scripture.
Yeah, yeah, you ready to move on? Good.
I'm ready to move on. I think the followers are ready, boy. They're eating right now. Come on.
They're ready for the next course. So we're going to move on to Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew 25:33-35.
Here it goes.
Yeah.
Here it goes, scripture. Matthew 25:33-35.
Yes, sir.
And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come you, blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in.
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. And I was in prison, and you came to me. Wow. All right. Ooh, oh, man. You must shout out, Moshe. Here we go. All right. The Lord. Good morning, Pastor Margaret, Sister Margaret, over Fishers of Men.
Fishers of Men. How you doing, sister?
Sister, good morning. Celebrating their one-year anniversary.
One-year anniversary.
And this is a message that was spawned from that night. I believe that God gave me the inspiration on Saturday night to bring this message forth, because this is something we all need to see here. We need to know that the Fishers of Men down on Bourne Street in the Polytech area of Fort Worth, it's like an oasis in the desert for many. Thank you, Lord, for these words. It's an oasis in the desert. It's run by Martin Omondi, Pastor Martin Omondi, and Sister Margaret Omondi, his wife. They both are working full-time jobs.
Wow.
You want to talk about lending to the Lord.
Lord.
And then let me tell you something. It's about the time you lend to the Lord also. And the love that that you lend for the Lord, he's going to fill you back up. And that's where it all started, Pastor Marcos, for me. That was the first place that sort of lifted me up. And it got me on the right road and the right track. So they are doing great work down there. It was a packed house. Many different speakers. It's a blessing, and I believe that the Fishers of Men Outreach down in Fort Worth, man, is the example of what the church is supposed to be.
You know who Martin and Margaret are?
Tell me.
They are the M&Ms of Pauly. You see, Fort Worth has had a bad rep. It's had a bad reputation. It's been called Murder Worth. At a time, it had a bad rep, but now, guess what? God is coming in and cleaning the streets. And now it's going to be glory worth. Because God's about to ready. He's about to start revival. He's already doing it, but in Fort Worth. You know why? Because he's going to do it one city at a time. From Fort Worth all the way to Dallas and everywhere else. I don't know where you're at, what city, what nation you're at, but you better get ready because the inflow is about to come. The finances are about to be met. Anybody who is hungry and thirst for righteousness, you better get ready. So we lift Martin and Margaret up as fishers of men because they are the true fishers who are fishing out. Come on, out there on the streets, out there with the poor, the homeless, with those who are less fortunate. And let me tell you something. They are sure lending to God. And Martin, you better get ready because guess what? Yours is coming with interest on top of interest.
Come on and bring it. Woo! Come on now. All right, so where we at?
Ooh, man.
Check it out. Did we read the whole scripture? Okay, yes. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, ready? He will set his sheep on the right and his goats on the left. There's a separation, and it's going to be apparent. The separation, back in those days when this was written, the goats and the sheep grazed together. But when the night came, they separated the two. They wouldn't let them be in the same area together. The time will come when Jesus Christ will come, and he will separate the sheep from his goat, from the goats. Not his goats, but the goats. Okay, because the goats don't belong to him, but the sheep do. So here it is. He will bless those. He says, come, you blessed of my Father, for the kingdom was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. These are kingdom principles. You need to come to understand. So God will separate us. He's going to separate the contender from the pretender. The goat is the pretender.
I like that. You brought me back, brother. And we're having some spiritual warfare up in here. Amen. Get off me, demon. Get off me. Somebody going to get set free today. Come on, somebody.
The contender is competing for the prize, for the honor. The honor, the contender, but the pretender.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He's in the shadow because his show is over. Bought the lie. So here it is. Faith, it says here, it's telling me, faith without works equals goat. Right? Faith without works equals goat. Faith without the right heart, mindset, heart condition,
bad.
All right, so who's out there? We got sheep and we got goats. The sheep belong to Jesus.
Can I tell them something about the goats? For all you Spanish speaking on the airways, here's what I'm about to share with you. You know what I'm talking about when it talks about the goats. If you don't want to get right with the Lord, then out of the goat, he's going to make barbacoa out of you. So you better get it right now while you can. Come on, somebody. Because even if you do happen to become barbacoa, at least you'll taste good to the nation. Come on, somebody. Because God is separating what needs to be separated. Because you know what, guys? Here's what the truth is. We got a lot of goats. We got a lot of goats ready who are bumping heads in our own ministry, in our own church. That's the reason why we can't come together. Because here's what the truth is. The church is waiting for the world to change? No, that's a lie. The world is waiting for the church to change. So it's time for a separation. But I'm not going to separate nobody. Because if we start separating any, if Marlo, Laura, or Charles, any of us here start separating, we're going to hurt the souls.
Yeah.
But when the Spirit of God
come on.
Puts everything in its place, let me tell you something. There's going to be a standard lifted up. And I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus, I don't know who you are. And if you're acting like a goat, it's time to get right in the Spirit of God.
Come on. It's time
to leave your old ways behind. It's time to move forward. And it's time to believe God for greater things. Come on, brother.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Come on, brother Eddie.
Hallelujah.
Hey, brother Eddie, there ain't nothing but bad up in here. Bad sheep up in here.
That's how the goat. That's how Jesus the buddy. No. Here's the thing. God will separate you, and you know what the separation will. Good morning, Ron Monroe.
Oh, man, we got some Ron Monroe.
Cherishing this today.
He said, word.
Warriors of God are plugging in. So we're bringing the message that's meant for all of us to hear. So
Anthony Dunbar. Wow. We better wave to you, Anthony. Kimberly McCarthy Finner. Wow, man.
Well, they call him from everywhere, bro.
Come on now. God will bring the sheep to the same pasture, the graze. The goats are going to get kicked out. The sheep, because here's the thing, the goats are still grazing because they have enough sheep there. But once the more the sheep come into the pasture, the goats are going to get shoved off.
Come on, somebody.
Because they go, someone's going to have to fill that spot. So here it is. The difference from the sheep and the goat is the acts of mercy and kindness and love that they bring forth to the world. Their light, remember we said, let your light shine forth, as said Isaiah, let your light and your light. If you do these things, you help the homeless, you feed the hungry, you give clothes to the naked, and you take care of the things God wants you to take care of for his kingdom, for his glory.
Yes.
So his kingdom shall come. Yes. See, we have the kingdom. We have the authority to bring this kingdom here and now. Matter of fact, God commanded us to bring it down. And when you pray every morning, God, Father in heaven, holy is your name. Kingdom come and will shall be done on earth as in heaven.
It is in heaven.
We get the orders, we do it. Our obedience brings God's kingdom into this realm. We are the light. We got to walk into the darkness and shine brighter. And this is it. Acts of mercy, acts of love, acts of kindness. These are the things that God's calling to. It's not about money. Don't get it mixed up. You might have an extra sandwich sitting in your back pocket that you just didn't know. You don't have to go buy it. You're going to give it out. Don't you know God is going to never put you in a position where you could give? You aren't going to have what to give. He's never going to put you in that position to give what you don't got. You can't give what you don't have. So God will bless you. Ooh, keep blessing you. Don't you know anything we ask for, it says in the Bible, we ask for in Jesus' name to glorify the Father. But everything we give in Jesus' name, and it also glorifies the Father. So it's a give and a take and a give.
Come on.
It's all in Jesus' name. It glorifies the Father. Glory goes up to the Lord, and blessings come down. Get ready. Get ready. All right? So look, anything you do, remember, you're doing it all to Jesus. So keep it going. Man, that's what it says. If we didn't finish that whole verse. That verse is long. That's whole parable. But when you fed me, I was hungry. When you visited me, but they said in the next verse, Lord, Lord, but you never, when were you sick? When were you in jail? When were you hungry? Doing it all to them is like doing all to me.
Wow.
Bring that home, brothers. Remember, you better watch what you say to people because you've been saying it to the Lord Jesus. You better watch what you how you treat people because that's how you treat Jesus.
Wow.
And you wonder. You wonder why things ain't working. You wonder when it says in Isaiah, your healing will come speedily. Your light will shine.
Man,
and the Lord your God will have your back. His glory will guard your rear.
Wow, man. He's got your back. The Lord got your back, and no matter what situation you are. And let me tell you something today. We don't want people to misunderstand what we're saying here today, because there are some people who started out as sheep, come on somebody, but had some horns grow out and became a goat.
No.
But I got news for you, ready?
Woo, look out.
If you'll just allow the spirit to break off them horns, you can revert and come back to be that sheep. Come on, somebody. Because here's what God is with God. It's so beautiful that God, ready? He's the only one that will take you back. Because listen to me. He loves you unconditional. And what Jesus did at the cross at Calvary, he did it for sheep, not goats. Come on, somebody. So guess what? There's still hope for you in the name of Jesus. So guess what? The problem is with some of us goats, come on, somebody, we're eating the wrong type of food. Because when you become a sheep, come on,
You're going to get grass fed.
You're going to come in and out of the sheepfold. Come on.
Come on.
Because a lot of the sheepfold already are getting caught up with the one who's put, it's only a hiring. But as soon as the wolf comes, the hiring runs off. Come on, somebody.
Whoa.
But let me tell you something. I'd rather have a whole bunch of lions led. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
See, the problem is I'd rather have a whole bunch of sheep led by a lion than a whole bunch of lions led by sheep.
Come on now. Woo-hoo.
And let me tell you something. We are the sheepfold of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He is the doorkeeper. He is a prophet. He is our pastor, the true shepherd. Come on, somebody. And all praises, amen, and all glory to all those who pastor. Because let me tell you something. It's a big responsibility. So, man, I lift all the pastors up, all the evangelists, all the teachers, and everyone, just to let you know, keep doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Good morning, Billy Sutter, old high school.
What? You know Billy?
Billy Sutter, yeah.
Come on.
We went to the same high school.
Never find out.
And Terrence Reynolds, boy. Terrence Reynolds grew up 2 doors away from me.
Two doors.
His family owner. Good morning to all my Woodhaven buddies. And
man.
Thank you, Lord, for sending the sheep.
Thank you,
Let's
Father.
Go. So here it is. I think we ring this one dry, unless you got something else.
No, we're because good.
Remember, there's going to be a separation. And what's going to separate you from them? It's not going to be what you're wearing. What your haircut is, or what you drive,
or what you give.
Yeah, it's going to be your heart
that's
going to separate the difference between the sheep and the goat. The sheep got a heart this big, and the goat.
So what you're saying, brother, it is a sheep heart or a goat heart?
Yep, yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Woo, come on now. And here we go. All right, here we go. We're getting ready here. We got to go on to Matthew 6:19. We're going to talk about.
Oh, come on. I got it. Here you go.
All right,
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19.
Yes.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
Where your heart is, okay, where your treasure is, there so your heart will be. All right. We just talked about the sheep, the heart, you know, all that stuff. But here it is, my brother. Now, what it's saying, don't lay up your treasure here. Don't be investing in things here. Lay your treasure in heaven, okay? Because what you're doing is creating for eternity. You're doing God's will here on earth, but you're also laying up your blessings in heaven. God's going to bless you here, too. Don't get it wrong. But, man, we don't even know. No eye seen or ear has heard what God has in store for us. And we are going to get it. When it comes, it's going to be a blessing. So what it is know this. Obedience.
Yes,
obedience to God.
Yes, God. It's the obedience.
And kindness. Acts of kindness.
Kindness.
Acts of love.
Come on.
You can't steal it.
Wow.
You can't steal it. I can't come and take it from you. It's already done. But if you gave me a car, somebody might come and steal it.
Come on.
You might even give me a house. Somebody come and burn it down.
Wow.
But see, we can't store these treasures in heaven because God already got everything he needs up there. We're the ones in need down here. And the most that we need is not the house, the cars, the money, and the fancy vacations. We need the acts of kindness to bring the kingdom here to earth from heaven.
Come on,
bring
somebody.
This kingdom down.
Glory to
God.
The
Lord said,
hallelujah.
Bring my kingdom down. And it's only through the acts of obedience. Through obedience, we could do this. Ooh, man.
Can I tell them something about the
door?
Can I tell you? See, there's a lot of men, ready, who lift up their wives like a treasure. But I got news for you. We're in a fallen world and there's a lot of pirates.
Oh.
But when you hold her up as a treasure, be careful, because your peace and everything else don't come from your wife. It comes from the Lord. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
And when you lift him up, guess what? He will bring a good wife into your life. Come on, somebody. The one who's indicated to you. Then you will have a good treasure, because the treasure that God chooses is not from this world. It comes from heaven above.
Boy,
you see, God gives you the very best. He gives you his best. He gives you his daughters.
Wow.
Now that's a treasure.
Well, I can't even comment on that. Oh, but here it is. Whatever you said is true. But know that God will bless us each and every way. And it just as he puts people in our life, thank you, Lord, for some revelation on this. God, that's true. God will put you people into your life.
Amen.
But remember, he's going to put many, but he's only marry one. So you can't marry your pastor.
Come on.
You can't marry your pastor's wife.
Come on.
You can't marry the usher.
Come on.
But God's going to use people to come into your life, and it's going to, so they will bless you. I know that firsthand. God has sent many people into my life to bless me financially, spiritually, with wisdom. Oh, you don't even know the stuff that God. Everything comes from God. Get that through your head.
Thank you, Father.
So Remember, we're lending it back to God, and we surrender to God. Man, we might as well just give everything to God, get your heart right, because he gave it to us. God, everything that you've given to me, I surrender back to you is what I tell him. Get that mindset, get that heart, get that, condition your heart to that.
Yes, sir.
To that. Give it back to God, because you don't even know. I'd rather put a penny in the hand of the master than have $1 million in my bank account. Because we know, man, God gives us the wisdom to create wealth. Amen. So guess what? Man. You want wisdom? Seek God and give. Give what you got. If you just know one thing at verse in the Bible, go out and tell somebody about it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then God's going to give you more verses.
Amen.
Keep giving. You don't think it's all about money. Don't get it mixed up. The wisdom of God is the most precious and valuable thing that he could give us. Is the wisdom.
The wisdom.
Right. With the wisdom of God, we dominate, we are fruitful, we multiply, and we subdue.
What did Solomon ask for?
Wisdom.
And what did he get with wisdom?
Oh.
He got a whole lot of treasure.
He was the richest man.
And if Solomon was a pirate, he had all the treasure. But you know what? What treasure he had? He had the greatest treasure. He had enough common sense. Come on. To pray for what needed to be prayed, not for what wanted he wanted to be.
Oh,
come
no,
on. And a lot of us are asking for treasure, ready? But we're not asking for the will of the Father. So wisdom is very important. So if you want the greatest treasure any mankind could ever have, let me tell you something. You better cry out to wisdom, because wisdom will keep you out of trouble. Wisdom will keep you prosperous. Wisdom will keep your head on God. Come on, somebody. Amen.
You better pray to the Lord that you get wisdom first before you run out there and hit the lotto.
Oh,
because let me tell you something. It ain't going to last. 80% or 90% of those people are broke within 3 to 5 years.
What?
Half of them commit suicide. Half of them in jail.
Come on.
You realize I was that cup that was shiny and clean on the outside, but my inside was dirty. So I made tons of money on Wall Street. Look at me now. Nothing. But I'm serving a mighty God. And everything, I have access to all the resources of the heavens through my obedience.
Wow.
And I know that. I just know that, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo. Woo.
Woo. Come on.
Glory, God.
Come on.
Whoa.
No. Just know.
When you get on fire for the Lord, let me tell you something. Even through the radio waves, people will watch you come and burn.
Yes.
And Brother Eddie, it's been an honor, brother. It's an honor to be a part of what God is doing in your life, Brother Eddie. I can't even believe that I would meet somebody who even was on Wall Street or even doing the bidding for Wall Street. But let me tell you something, brother. Man, I thank God, because Wall Street, all Wall Street was practice for you.
Oh.
So when the real money comes in, you're going to know how to distribute.
Oh,
you ready? And here's what. You're going to be able to lend to the Lord.
Oh, Lord, your credit is good. I decree and declare, Lord, you have a perfect credit score.
Even Charles going to get in on this.
Lord, I'm
Lyra going to get in on this. Come on, somebody. Outcast Ministry going to get on this. All your viewers in New York going to get on this.
Hold on. The Lord just slipped into my spirit. That little boy went 2 fish and 3 loaves of bread to the Lord.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So here's our question. Ready? So if you got a sack lunch, come on, somebody. You better bring it to the Lord. Lend it to the Lord, because he'll turn your 2 fish and your 5 pieces of bread, come on, to a ministry. He'll turn it into a revival. He'll turn it into deliverance. He'll turn it for his glory. Because God don't hold nothing back. He honors those who are ready to go all in. And I'm speaking to those right now in the name of Jesus who are ready to go all in, who are ready to lend to the Lord. Because God is, man, he is lifting up something so great right now, brothers. Let me tell you something, man. I just want to cry, because I know how good God is. He took me out of a prison cell. Let me tell you something. But my treasure used to be in me and what I wanted, and I wanted to gain so much, Eddie.
Yes.
But you know what? I found wisdom. I found enough wisdom and courage to cry out to the Lord. And when I cried out to the Lord, let me tell you something, man. He does not abandon. He does not leave. And he does not forsake. And today's greatest treasure is not that we could feed the homeless, we could preach in the prisons, or not that I'd be on this radio, but our names are written in the Lamb Book of Life. Glory.
That's right. Come on. You better get it right. You
Come
better
on.
Get it right.
Come on,
everything
buddy.
Is passing away in this world, but the only thing will be there is the word of God. It's
yes.
always going to remain.
Yes.
We need to know who you better start soaring up in treasures in heaven. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Come on now. You could you receive with your hand, but you give with your heart.
Woo!
Know that, brothers and sisters. Know that. Know that the only way to give is through the heart. And let me tell you about lending the Lord. Lend the Lord a sandwich to a brother in need.
Come on.
Guess what? He's going to pay you back with a soup kitchen.
Mm.
He's going to bring it on.
Mm.
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. Let's get on to the next scripture. We got some more time. Because here it is.
Where are we at?
Okay. Well, then here it is. Set your minds on things above. All right? It says here in Colossians 3:2, just set your minds on things above, not earthly things. Look to put your money in the kingdom. Put your time in the kingdom. Put it all in the kingdom. Bring this kingdom down. Bring this kingdom to earth as in heaven through your obedience. God loves your obedience.
Wow.
Sacrifice is okay, but obedience is what he's looking for. And that's the only way. All right. So we're going to go into this because this is going to cap it off.
Oh.
1 John 3:16 to 17, if you want to read it, brother.
I sure do. Yeah, man, man. Glory to God.
Yeah,
wow, man. Here it goes.
Put the lid on.
1 John chapter 3, verse 16 through 17.
Yes, sir.
By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us,
yes.
and we also ought to lay down our lives for our brethren.
Yes.
But whoever has this world's goods,
yes.
world's treasures,
yes.
and sees his brother in need and
Woo.
Shuts up his heart
Uh-oh.
From him, how does the love of God abide in him
oh.
and the truth ain't in you?
Oh.
So we need to stop hoarding. Come on, somebody. And that's why God is doing a shifting right now today, and I speak it forth towards the church, towards God's kingdom. Mighty men of God, Christians, get ready, and sons of God, because God is doing a shifting. God said there's a lot of injustice going on, and I'm about to shift and put the money right where it needs to be with those, ready, whose heart, come on, is on the Lord and on the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something in the name of Jesus Christ. We better get ready, because if you claim to know God and have the love
yep.
of God, you better start sharing. You better not stop hoarding. Because
oh.
guess what? God does not like a person who has been blessed. He blessed you so that you can bless others. Come on, somebody.
It's not like the old, like they used to do in the Egyptian days.
Come on.
They break open, they find those pyramids of the pharaohs, and they were buried. They buried them with the
king's up.
Everything. Yeah, they had all sorts of things buried. Gold, silver. They had furniture. They had
wow.
all sorts of perfume. I mean, like they were going to take the stuff to the heavens.
What?
Like, it wasn't already up there. See, if their God was as good as our God, they wouldn't even have to pack a bag.
Brother,
in fact, they wouldn't even need to bring clothes.
Brother Eddie, we might get somebody to call us from Egypt. You keep talking like that.
Oh, no.
Come on,
our God. We just show up. God knows. He takes our spirit from this earthly vessel. And we are in heaven, and we are in the glory of God. The glory of God. And here it is. Ready? Woo! We know his love because he laid down his life. Remember, Jesus didn't come to give out a sandwich.
Come
he
on.
Didn't come open up a shelter. He fed some people, but what he did was to come and lay down his life.
Man.
He laid down his life.
Man.
He laid down his life for us so that we could even be in a position where we could stand in front of you today and preach the word of God and teach on the word of God, because we have the right now through Jesus Christ, because we're washed with the blood. But here it says, whoever sees his brother and shuts him down, and he's got a little extra give. You know what? You might be cheap. You might have $20 in your pocket, and your brother asks you for $15. Maybe he said yes, maybe he said no. But if you said yes and gave him that $15, and then all of a sudden you walk down the street and somebody stops and says, no, the Lord put on my heart here. Here's $100, my brother, because you've been faithful. I've seen it, and there's too many testimonies you can talk about where people give $1, and all of a sudden they got 100. Somebody showed up with 100. I mean, it's going around. It's a tithing message. People want to talk about prosperity. That's great. God will bless it. I know that it's more than money, brothers and sisters. It's not about the money. It's about
Mom.
The heart. The reason
Mom.
Why the guy that gave the $15 from the guy who didn't is the sheep, that, and the goat. Okay? The one who gave had the heart to give. So the kingdom of heaven is for him to inherit. So here it is. You could give without loving, but you can't love without giving.
Come on, Marcos. Bring it to them.
Show them what they got.
Here it is. Ready? Here's the key point. I don't know where you're at, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm telling you this right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, I like to get to the root of the problem. I don't like talking about the symptom.
Yeah, sure.
But we can talk all day long about who give and who don't or what, but here's what the truth is. The reality is the reason we're not giving is because we're not trusting God.
Oh.
And let me tell you something right now in the name of Jesus.
Woo-hoo.
And I don't say this for no man glory. We've been out of the streets 5 years out there in the homeless. Let me tell you something. And then we've gone with just a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Just last week, can I give this short testimony? I'm trying to make it real quick because we only got about a couple of minutes. Here goes. Ready?
Yeah.
A brother came up. He said, "Brother, we want to pour into this ministry."
Yes.
And he said, "Do you need money?" He asked me one time, and I didn't say nothing. You know why I didn't say nothing? Because I had that treasure called wisdom.
Woo!
He said it a second time, "Do you need money?" I didn't say nothing. I said, "The Lord knows what I need." The third time he asked, finally, I told him, "How would I sound telling you I need this and I need this money, this and that?" He said, "You answered correctly." Wow. Because he was just watching, listening how we were going to react. Come on, somebody. So he invited me to his house and he wrote down a $7,000 check. Come on, somebody. And I give this glory and honor to God for the homeless community. That money is for the homeless. It's for the children of God. Come on.
That's right. It's just a steward. He took that money with an open palm, and it's going to go out. Now, he didn't take that money and go, "Yes, I'm going there. Thank you, Lord." No. So it's like a springboard. The palm is a springboard. If you let it, money and blessings come in and go right out. It's like jumping on a trampoline, my brothers. Don't be jumping in. Don't let it jump in the sand pit or the quicksand. Let it be a trampoline, boy. But you're going to hit
me. And what that is, Brother Eddie, ready? Yeah. Here it is. Here's what it is.
Come on.
Because I know some of you guys probably say, "Oh, wow." Check this out. Ready? don't get caught up on the money. Ready?
Yeah.
Here's the message. Ready? When you lend to the Lord.
Woo!
And guess what? Harvest is coming.
Woo!
And I declare right now to anybody in these airwaves, anybody who has lended to the Lord, you better get ready because your pockets are not going to be able to contain what's coming from the Lord. I'm not preaching a prosperity message because many of you know I don't preach that prosperity junk. But guess what? If you're rolling with God, you can't help but to be prosperous. Come on, somebody.
All right.
Come on, brother.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get my composure.
I'm getting too pumped.
Because it's getting hot over here. I'm starting to sweat. And I don't usually sweat. Here it is. Here's the last scripture we're going to cover.
Brother,
we got about three more minutes. And now we know what it says in 1 John 3:16. By this we know the love because he laid down his life. But see, 1 John 16 is the same as John 3:16. You want to read this, Brother Marcos?
Yeah, ready? Here it goes. I don't even need it. Ready? Because that's one of the first scriptures everybody had to learn. Ready?
Yeah.
Even the unbelievers. Come on. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever,
come on,
believes shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Because you can't love unless you can't give unless you love.
That's right.
And God so loved the world. Listen to me. He didn't just love the church. He didn't just love the good people. He loved the world.
I want to say thank you for tuning in, blog listeners. We're about to close out the blog. What, 20 seconds?
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Come on.
Marlo, shout out to Marlo. Thank you, Marlo. Yeah. And they're here at the Marlo the Mansion. Laura, Kelly, Charles, Sister Matt. We just want to give all honor and glory to God, all our listeners. Come on, brother.
I wanted to thank you all in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the platform.
Thank you, Father, for your glory.
Lord, we are good stewards of what you've given us. And our time, God gave us time. But he didn't give us the time this world is thinking of. This world time would give you 20 years in a state prison. But God gave us time here to speak to you all and to let you know that he loves you. And he loves you so much, he sent his only begotten Son. See, again, what I said, you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving.
Come on now.
God gave his only begotten Son, so he sowed Jesus Christ into this world.
Yeah.
And he reaped billions of souls of many fruit. So think about that. He sent his only Son to reap many sons.
Yeah.
And that's all I can tell you, my brother.
No greater love than this, than a man to lay down his life for his friends. So the next time you see a need, meet it. Lay down your life, trust God, and watch God do the impossible.
Woo! God bless you.
Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in. We want to do a shout out to all the people.
All the Yankees.
All the Yankees. All the Yankees are here to go.
Glory to God.
All my,